OK，好，好，我哋先嚟睇一处嘅圣经先吓。
We'll first turn to a passage in the Bible.
约翰福音第十四章。
We'll turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章十三节同埋十四两节。
John 14, 13 and verse 13 and 14.
好。大家都找到了嗎?
Do we all find it?
好嗎?我們一起讀。
Let us read this together.
約翰福音十四章。
John 14.
第十三節、十四節。
Verses 13 and 14.
我們一起讀。
Let's read it together.
我們奉你們奉我的名，無論求什麼，我必成就，叫父因兒子得榮耀。你們若奉我的名，求什麼，我必成就。十三节话，你哋奉我嘅名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
Just as verse 13 and 14 pointed out, it speaks that, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
主被钉之前，同门徒讲咗好多嘅说话。
Before the Lord was crucified, he spoke much to the disciples.
呢一句话亦都系主向门徒所讲嘅。
This verse passage here, our Lord also spoke to the disciples.
咁佢同门徒讲话：你哋无论向父求乜嘢，你奉我嘅名，父就听我。
And the Lord commanded them that when anything you ask in the Lord, you ask in my name.
呢个系一个。好大好大嘅一個嘅應許。
This is a very huge promise.
咁我相信弟兄姊妹當你信主嘅時候
，And I believe that brothers and sisters, when you come to trust in the Lord,
別人一定教你點樣祈禱嘅。
Others will teach you how to pray.
咁然後咧，佢哋就話：你禱告完最尾咧，就要講咩啊？奉主嘅名祈禱係嘛
？And at the end of the prayer, you should say.By following up with in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
咁我哋咁多年嚟，我相信我哋都系要咁样，都系照住呢个规矩嚟做啦，系嘛
？And through these many years, I believe that we follow this principle.
但系你有冇谂过？从来冇谂过。如果我哋唔讲呢句说话，咁点咧
？But have you ever thought about what if we don't say this last sentence?
有咩后果
？What will be the consequence?
有冇谂过？
Have we thought about it?
有冇谂过我唔讲呢个？我唔讲话奉主嘅名祷告，咁神听唔听咧
？What if I don't say that I pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Would God listen to it?
咁呢度神明明主明明嘅讲话，你哋奉我嘅名向父求乜嘢，佢就答应啊吓。
Here in this passage, it clearly points out that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will listen.
咁如果唔讲咧
？What if we don't say?
咁会唔会神唔？成就呢？或者话神唔听我哋嘅祷告呢
？Then would the Father not listen to this prayer？
嗱，弟兄姊妹，我希望我咁讲咧，唔会 confuse 你哋啊。
And brothers and sisters, I speak it in such a manner, I hope would not confuse you。
我盼望弟兄姊妹真系明白乜嘢叫做奉主嘅名。
I truly hope that brothers and sisters truly understand what is in the name of the Lord.
冇错，主系咁样应许过我哋，我哋向父嚟求乜嘢，无论求乜嘢，我哋奉主嘅名，父就要成就。
This is truly what our Lord promised that if we ask in His name, that the Father will accomplish.
但系我想弟兄姊妹一定要清楚嘅知道咧，奉主嘅名唔系净系。讲呢几个字
，But I want to point out that in the name of our Lord, it's not just merely speaking these words.
奉主嘅名嘅祷告，我要讲清楚，奉主名嘅祷告唔系话净系收尾嘅时候，你讲咩啊？讲一大轮，然后讲到尾咧，就奉主嘅名祈祷，那个咁神就听啦，唔系咁嘅意思，弟兄姊妹。
Now a prayer that we ends with in the name of our Lord Jesus. It's not such a manner that you could speak all kind of requests and at the end you just repeat the sentence and that's it.
冇错，我哋系靠着主，亦都喺主嘅面前嚟到因着耶稣
Yes, we rely on the Lord and we pray according to His name and we come before the Father.
但是若果这几句这几个字奉主名的祈祷是成为了我们一个外面的祷告的结束要讲完这几句话就算是祈祷了这样的认识的话这个奉主的名只不过是一个宗教。
But if these few words in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ only became something that we follow as a principle, then it becomes a habit, it becomes a religion.
Religions. 或者是一些条文是一个仪式,
it then becomes just some sort of custom that we follow.
因为奉主的名不是单单是那几个字,
because when we speak in the name of the Lord, it's not merely those few words.
没错,我们每一次奉主的名祈祷的时候,指出我们是在救恩的里面,是蒙恩。
When we speak these words, it means that we are in salvation, we are under His grace.
是藉着主的名字,将我们的要求带到父的面前。
And it's through the name of our Lord that we are brought before the Father.
还有就是当我们说奉主名的时候，我们是在主那个范围的里面来祷告。And
we pray in the name of the Lord. That means we're praying under in the territory that belongs to our Lord.
上一个月有人给了一张支票我。
Last month, someone gave a check to me.
于是我就去银行去兑现。Then
I went to the bank and I went to cash it.
但怎么知道呢？银行就没给钱我。
However, the bank did not give me any money.
他说因为那个户口不够钱。
Oh, the bank says that the account did not have enough cash.
做银行的人知道，因为他的户口不够钱，所以我去出这些支票的时候，就出不到，因为他没钱给出来。
Those who work in the bank will clearly understand that if you don't have enough cash in a bank, when you try to withdraw a certain amount, you won't have that.
名字签了了吧。
The name is signed.
但是我拿不到钱,
but I can't withdraw the amount. Why?
因为我所要的check是在他自己储存的银码之外。
Because the amount I'm trying to withdraw is beyond the limit of the what the account has deposited.
明白吗? 但是我们的主,他是丰富的。
Do you understand that? But our Lord, He is an abundant God.
一面我们的祈求,我们的祷告,要在祂的范围,在祂的能力的范围。
Our prayer, it falls within the ability of our Lord to fulfill it.
同时亦在主耶稣所要求的范围里面。
And it is made within the territory, a boundary of our Lord.
昨天我曾经跟弟兄姊妹说, 当他教导门徒祷告的时候,他就说,我们在天上的父。
Yesterday, as I pointed out to brothers and sisters, when he taught the disciples to pray, he started by saying that Heavenly Father,
愿人都尊你的名为圣,
hallowed be thy name,
愿你的国降临,
thy kingdom come,
愿你的旨意成就,
thy will be done.
这些全部向着什么? 神自己, 在那个范围。
Now all this prayer is directed towards the Father within the territory.
那他不是只是向着父,他还体会到我们,然后,于是他就说,我们日用的饮食,
it's not just towards the Father, but it also speaks of our daily needs.
赦免我们的债,
forgive our debts,
不要叫我们遇见试探,
lead us not into temptation.
所以你看见主的范围在天上有,同样他都要在地上来关顾到我们。
So we see that his prayer concerns matters of heavenly matters and also of earthly matters.
但是何时我们出了这个范围呢?
But when we step out of this boundary, when we
就是当圣经说我们妄求的时候,乱求的时候呢, 我们就出了神要我们这个范围的范围。
When we have asked outside of this boundary, step out of this boundary, then we ask in vain.
雅各书那里告诉我们,我们得不着因为我们妄求。 James,
In the book of James, it tells us that we ask and not receive because we ask in vain.
為什麼?
Why?
因為聖經說, 我們浪費在我們的宴樂裡面。 雅各書4:2-3
Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not.
下面有个什么? 因为我们所求的是满足我们这个人。
Because what we ask to satisfy this self.
即是说,在我们的祷告里面, 神不听我们的祷告,是因为我们乱求, 求那些是为了满足我自己的。
When God does not listen to our prayer, it's because we ask in vain. Those things that we ask is for ourselves.
特别讲到浪费在宴乐里面。
And it speaks clearly of asking in vain.
所以听姐妹,我们一定要留心, 不是说我们祷告为自己就不行, 如果是浪费, 那些是超出来, 或者多过我们应该有的。
It's not that we cannot ask for ourselves, but if we're asking in vain, we're asking for excessive things, and things more than that what we should have.
所以那些,即使你是奉主的名, 主都不听。
Those things, even if you ask in the name of the Lord, our Father would not listen to it.
那,我回来,这个什么叫奉主的名?
So back to the topic of what is in the name of the Lord.
很简单的一件事情。
A very simple matter.
奉主名的祷告,不是说你一定是讲那几只字,讲完那几只字就完成这个祷告。
In the name of the Lord does not mean merely speaking those few words and that can end your prayer.
奉主的名的祷告乃是你这个祷告是在主自己那个心意里面,是在这个范围里面的祷告,主就听我们。
In the name of the Lord means you're praying within the matters of the Lord. And when you pray in such a matter, the Lord will listen to it.
那问题就是说,如果我们不讲这句, OK, 现在再问啦, 如果我们不讲这句奉主的名祈祷, 算不算是祷告?
And back to the original question, if we do not say these few words in the name of the Lord, does it count as a prayer?
有没有人勇敢地答我?
Do we have any brave souls that will give it a stab?
不讲这句就神就不听, 是吧?
If we don't say these words, will God listen to it?
不敢说了,再说,我不是在这里鼓励你不要说这句话,我们要说奉主名的祷告。
I want to point out that I'm not trying to encourage any of you to not say these words.
我们现在祷告,最后我们要说奉主名的祷告。
Our prayers at the end, we need to say in the name of the Lord.
因为我们要在这里宣告那件事情。 我们的祷告实实在在的,不是靠着我们自己,是靠着主,是藉着主耶稣去到父的面前。
Because we truly want to declare that our prayer is not by ourselves, not based on ourselves, but we want to declare it as the matter of God.
所以,弟兄姐妹,你明白我说吗? 若果你这个祷告,你这个心思,你这个方向是对准主的。
Now, if this prayer is accurate and is concerning the matters of the Lord,
即使你不讲这几个字,我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名,你不讲这几个字,神都听。Even
if your prayer at the end, you do not say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father will still listen to it.
但是如果你是乱这么求,求在神的心意之外的,你讲十次这几个字,神都不听。But
if you pray in vain and you're praying outside the heart's desire of our Lord, if you say it 10 times or more, our Father will still not listen to it.
明白吗?
Do we understand that?
所以我们要求主给我们有目看见, 知道什么叫做是奉主名的祷告。
So we truly need to ask the Lord to reveal this to us. What is meant by in the name of the Lord?
乜嘢？ 點樣嘅情況底下？點樣嘅禱告？ 然後係真係叫做係奉主嘅名嘅。
To help us understand clearly what is the situation under such that we can pray in the name of the Lord.
盼望弟兄姊妹唔好誤會啊，應該出去嘅啊 ，William 叫我哋唔使奉主嘅名，唔係咁樣。
Brothers and sisters, please do not mistake me for saying that I have kind of tell you that, you know, when we pray, we do not need to say in the name of the Lord. We need to be certain that during our prayer, how to bring our desire, how to express our, how to express that and bring it back to the Lord.
當然我們現今要宣告這件事情, 我們的禱告是靠著主耶穌。
And now we need to declare that our prayer is based on our Lord Jesus Christ.
盼望我們都在主的面前能夠不是跟著其他的人要這樣這樣就去想都不用想就這樣做。
Let us not just follow any individual that they tell you in such a manner, you just follow blindly after them.
但若果在真理裡面,我們卻真的要這樣跟。
But if this matter is in the truth, we need to follow on.
所以我們明白過來的時候,我們的禱告就要更加的有力量。
Now, if we clearly understand this matter, our prayer will be more power in the prayer.
好，咁我將以下嘅時間咧就交俾麗麗姊妹，然後Steve弟兄。
And we'll give the following time to our sister Lily and the brother Steve. I'm going to read a few Bible passages to save time. We do not need to turn to it.
大家都好熟的，就是马太福音六章三十三节。In Matthew 6:33,
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
我又借用施布珍弟兄在科目金泉12月16日有几句话。
And I'll borrow a few words from my brother Spurgeon.
他说代祷者是教会里面最大一个保护人，他们是施恩座前神施怜悯。
Those who gave prayer support is the individuals in the church that protector.
還有呢,他就說,
that we should use prayer to learn to pray.
借助繼續禱告,
and to continue to pray, to continually praying. This is what our brother has shared. Thanks to God.
神是我们天上慈爱的父亲。
God is our Heavenly Father.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们到神面前的时候，神是乐意听我们祈祷的。
So when we come before the Father, He is pleased to listen to our prayers.
所以我哋好鍾意禱告。So
we truly like to pray.
現在我交通一點點關於經歷神嘅恩典喺我禱告裏面嘅學習。I'll
share a little bit of how God's grace what I see in God's grace through my prayer.
願感謝榮耀歸俾愛我哋嘅父神。
May thanksgiving and glory be given back to the Father.
首先呢我就交通一下在我们三藩市神的家那个福音聚会里面的、一个祷告小组我自己一些的体会。
First I'll share a little bit about the、prayer group in the House of God in San Francisco and、then some of the experience that I've gathered there、
三藩市神的家每一个月的第二个星期天是祷告聚会。
In San Francisco,
福音聚会，对不起。
In House of God, San Francisco, the second、Sunday is a、gospel meeting.、
在楼上三楼呢一个房间里面有几位弟兄姊妹呢是祷告这么长，不是、聚会这么长时间，就跪在那里祷告这么久。
In the third floor, in a small room above the church,、there's a few brothers and sisters that will pray, continuously pray.During the entirety of the meeting.
我这十几年差不多十七八年都是每一个月都要参加这个这样的祷告的小组。
For about 17 to 18 years each week,、month I have participated in this prayer group.
当我们能够、同心合意恳切的在神面前提名的每一个福音朋友记得他名字都一个一个地来到提名为这些福音朋友祷告的时候
So when we know their name and we mention them、specifically in name in our prayer and we pray unceasingly for these people
那神那个作工的时间到了
And when the time for the Lord to work comes
我们就看到那些福音朋友呢他们在楼下就会举手决志信主。
And we can see when that time comes, those gospel friends、in the meeting downstairs, they will raise their hands and accept the Lord.
当我们下去楼下问下边个举手决志啊？就是那几个人。
And when we go downstairs and ask who raised their hand today to accept the Lord, those miraculously are the individuals that we have prayed for.
这个好多次不是一次，好多次我都。有咁嘅感受。
This does not happen once or twice, but multiple times.
点解呢
？Why？
因为神系好，佢系愿意万人得救，唔愿一个人沉沦。
Because our Lord desires that everyone to be safe and not one soul to be condemned.
所以我哋嘅祷告咧就系为神要拯救呢啲福音朋友，叫佢哋能够得救，得着主耶稣做佢哋个人嘅救主。
So our prayer is that、our Lord can save these souls that they can gain our Lord as their personal Savior.
所以这个祷告神一定听。
So this prayer, definitely our Lord will listen to it.
即或、在一短的时间里面但是一路一路祷告呢有些很长时间来了很多年的到有一天我们都看到他都是决志祷告、都决志信主。
So some、individuals, we have prayed for them many, many weeks,And、at the end, we can、truly see that they did raise their hands and accept the Lord.、
我又讲、1904年的时候，我同我丈夫就翻中国探亲。
In the year 1904, my husband and I went to China to visit some relatives.
1904.
In the year 2004, my husband and I went to China to visit relatives.
紧张一阵吓，咁咧就我哋一直系咁样，我同我丈夫咧都为我哋一啲未信主嘅亲友祈祷噶。
My husband and I continue to pray some of our、friends and relatives that still has not accepted the Lord yet.
咁其中一个咧就系我丈夫嘅小嘅阿婶吓。就已经102岁。
And one of those being、an auntie of my husband and I, and she is in her、she is 102 years old.
佢两个眼已经盲咗噶啦。
Her eyes are blinded.
咁我嗰次翻去咧，我就好有负担，觉得一定要同我呢个婶讲到佢要信耶稣。
So when I went back in time, I have a heavy burden inside me that I need to preach the gospel to her.
咁我哋就一齐。同我丈夫同埋我仔就去到佢哋住嗰个地方，咁我见到我呢个婶，我就问佢啦，我话 你愿不愿意信耶稣?
So my husband and my son, we went to the place where she was slain, and we saw her and asked her, do you want to accept Jesus Christ?
信耶稣就可以上天堂。
If you trust in Jesus Christ, then you can go to heaven.
不信耶稣就落地狱。
And if you don't trust in Jesus, if you don't believe in Jesus, then you will go to hell.
不是要受苦的。 又要被蛇，要被啲虫咬你，要被火烧噶。
And you will suffer, and you will be with lots of insects will bite on you, and then there you're gonna be burned.
因为呢个婶呢，过去我嘅家婆都同佢讲过耶稣噶啦。
Because this auntie, previously another relative of mine have tried to spread the gospel to her.
但系嗰时佢未正式讲话要信耶稣。
But at that point, this auntie has not said, she didn't say that she would believe in the Lord Jesus.
咁我04年翻去佢时候咧，咁同佢讲咗，佢好快就答我，我信耶稣啦咁。
So in 2004, when I spread the gospel to her again, she immediately told me that, yes, I'm willing to accept him.
感谢主，咁我即刻就同佢有个决志嘅祷告。
So then I decided to pray with her together.
2005年呢, 她就離開世界了。
And in 2005, she departed from this world.
因為已經103歲了。
She was at the age of 103.
感謝主就是神作工, 在我那次探親, 因為我是來到美國, 是第一次回去探親。
The Lord really worked using this opportunity because that was the first time I went back to China and visited my relative.
好，咁我又講一啲關我丈夫得醫治嘅。And
I'll say a few words on how my husband was healed.
喺雅各書五章十四節。In
James chapter 5 verse 14.
雅各書五章十四節，佢哋話：你們中間有病了的呢，他就該請教會長老來，他們可以奉主的名用油抹他，為他禱告。
In James chapter 5 verse 14 it speaks that is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
出於信心的祈禱 要救那病人，主必叫他起来。
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed.
二人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
1993年3月1日。
In 1993, in March 1st.
星期一,
that was on a Monday.
我丈夫 他原來已經有一些腰痛了，因為他哮喘病引起了腿和腰都痛。
My husband originally has some lower back pains because of his asthma that led to this the symptom.
但是那天特別痛得緊要，痛到全身四肢周圍都痛，痛到他就動都不能動，躺在床上。 另外头这里都不行，动下脚，动下手都不行。
But on that day, his pain was extremely severe. He could not move. He was lying on bed, and he cannot turn left or turn right.
針灸, 食中藥,
Acupuncture and also Chinese herbal medicines, they didn't help.
就這樣,睡在床上, 動都不動得,
and he was just laying there on the bed, motionless.
打電話去醫院, 醫生不出診,
we tried to call the hospital, but the doctors would not come.
我們又那時因為我丈夫 哮喘已經病了沒做事了我們又不敢叫911怕那個車費很厲害
at the time my husband was not working and we dare not call 911 in fear that the cost might be too high
但我們住在那個睡房又在三樓又不搬得他下來
The place we're staying is on the third floor, and we could not carry him down. We couldn't even move him to the emergency room.
3月1号,
March 1st to March 8th, he lay there.
教会的长老知道这件事呢,就跟我说了,刚刚那时教会又有一个特会,晚上都有聚会。
So the elders at the church, when they heard of this matter, they spoke to me, and at that time, there was a special meeting at the church as well.
长老就说,他说,等特会完了之后,我们去你家那里,为他祈祷。
The elders told me that after the special meeting, we will come with you to your house, and we will pray with you together.
于是在93年3月8号晚上,有两位长老和他们的太太,
So in 1993, March 8th, the elder and two of and his wife and their daughters came to my dwelling place. And also myself and my husband was there.
长老们呢,
so the elders anointed my husband with oil and prayed with him.
当他们离开没多久,
Not long after they departed,
我就问我丈夫,还痛不痛啊?
I asked my husband, it still hurts?
他腰还痛不痛啊? 动不动啊?
Does your lower back hurt? Can you move at all?
不痛了,动得了。
And my husband replied, no, I don't feel the pain anymore, I could move.
过两天,可以下去楼下,又去厕所,又去楼下吃饭,得了。
And 2 days after that, he was able to move. He was able to go downstairs, go to the restroom, and also able to eat.
祷告完之后,
after that prayer, we didn't use any more Chinese herbal medicine or acupuncture.
因为是要看到是神自己亲自的医治。
We can truly see it's the Lord who healed him.
到现在已经13年多了。
Now, from that day to today, it's about 13 years.
我经常都问我丈夫, 你的腰痛不痛啊?
And I continuously sometimes ask him, does your lower back still hurt?
不痛,
he will reply, no, it does not hurt anymore.
神的医治是彻底的。
God's healing is complete.
再读一段圣经。
There's one more Bible passage I want to share with you.
腓立比书,
In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Philippians 4:6-7. 神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
还有马可福音16:17
And also in Mark chapter 16, verse 17.
马可福音16:17
Mark 16:17
信的人必有神迹随着他们。
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
刚才我讲的是关于教会的祷告。
The matters I spoke of earlier, it's concerning the church prayer.
其实祷告的能力是每一个基督徒都可以得到的。
Actually, this ability of prayer is each Christian has the ability.
信徒个人的祷告同样神都听的。
Each believer of Christ, their prayer, our Father, God, Heavenly Father, will listen to each one of the prayers.
现在我讲讲关于我家婆一啲祷告神垂听嘅一啲神嘅恩典。
Now I will share some of the prayers that God has listened to for my mother-in-law.
我家婆今年98岁。
My mother-in-law today, this year, is 98 years old.
她从小是在一个基督教的基督徒的家庭。
She grew up in a Christian family.
她又信主。
She trusted and believed in the Lord.
在抗战的时候呢，她带着三个很年幼的仔回到开平的家乡那里逃难。
During the period of the Second World War, she led three of her very young children back to the ancestral, back to a village to avoid the conflict.
在抗战这个打仗的期间，她的眼，她现在不记得了是右眼左眼了，患了角膜的化炎，而且是化脓，角膜，眼的角膜化脓到化炎。
So during the Second World War, one of her eyes, either the left or right, she does not remember, but believe her cornea has a severe infection.
影响到头好痛。
And it affected her, her mind, her head, and it was very painful.
当时在乡下，她细蚊仔又小，所以就没办法去城市那里来到医。
She was at a village, a backward village, and because it was poor, she could not go to the city and get healed there.
咁我家婆嘅家婆啊，我家婆家婆就喺乡下啫喎。佢话你眼痛，不如你去边粒个庙嗰度去拜下嗰啲咁嘅假神啦，或者会好噶。
So my mother-in-law's mother-in-law advised her that you could go to a certain temple at a certain place and you could worship the idol there and you may get better.
咁我家婆咧就讲答咯喎，佢话咧，佢话如果你拜嗰个假神系能够医好我病咧，我所信嘅真神耶稣更加能够医好我个病。
And so my mother-in-law responded by saying that if the idol that you worship in this temple can heal me, the true God that I believe, Jesus Christ, can definitely heal me as well.
如果我的眼呢，就算我盲了，我都不会去拜你的假神。
And even if my eye goes blind, I still would not go and worship your idol.
我唔能够去拜呢啲偶像而得罪我哋所爱嘅主耶稣。
That I cannot worship these false idols and offend my God Jesus。
好啦，咁就人嘅办法就冇啦，吓医又医冇得医，又冇得做手术，咁佢就凭信心祈祷。
So she has exhausted all men's ways. There's no treatment in hospitals. So she can only rely on her faith on Christ Jesus.
咁佢求一个凭据，就话我今晚即系我今佢日日都头痛啊。佢话如果我听朝早起身咧，我个头唔痛，我知道神你会医我。
So my mother-in-law asked for a sign, and that is because she has frequent headaches every day. She asked that if tomorrow when I wake up, my head goes away, then I would believe that, Lord, you want to heal me.
果然，听朝起身，头唔痛啦。
So the next morning when she woke up, her headache was gone.
咁佢就知道神会听个祈祷医佢。
Then she knew that the Lord will listen to her prayer and will heal her.
但系呢，嗰只眼呢就越嚟就越唔睇见，越嚟就越盲，就盲到后尾完全睇唔到嘢。
But the eye, the vision, grew weaker and weaker daily, and to a point where she could finally not see anymore.
即话初初祈祷冇效果嘅，越嚟就越盲添。
So the result of the prayer was that the eye grew gradually weaker and weaker, and to a point where she cannot see anymore.
但系咧，佢继续用信心祈祷，继续祷告。
But she continued to pray fervently with faith.
咁经过一段时间，咁佢咧就个眼咧又慢慢又开始睇得到嘢啦，从睇到光，从睇到五只手指，慢慢又开始睇翻嘢。
So with prayer, she continued to pray fervently, and slowly, gradually, she began to be able to see light, and then she could see her five fingers, and gradually she could see again.
所以而家佢只眼仲好噶。
Even now, today, her eye is well. She could see.
咁全村乡下嗰啲嗰啲乡民咧，都知道我家婆又唔拜嗰啲假神，祈祷就医好呢一个眼嘅病。
So all the other people in the village, in her village, they know of this matter where she would not worship the false idols and she prayed fervently to her God and she was healed.
现在我家婆还在，她每个星期还来三文士神的家聚会，你们可以问她都可以，不过她已经有点忘记了。
So my mother-in-law is still worshiping with us in the house of God in San Francisco. If you can come and ask her, she will be willing to share with you, but her memory is not so good these days.
所以证明就是主耶稣在世界上的时候能够使瞎子看见。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth, he caused the blind to see.
这个时代神一样可以藉着我们的祷告，我们的信心，可以使一个瞎子能够看到。
And even in this generation with our faith, that our Lord can also cause the blind to see.
因为刚才我们读过马可福音16:17说，信的人必有神迹随着他们。
Because just as we have read earlier in Mark chapter 16 verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they... Okay.
神的慈爱怜悯不受时间空间的限制。
Our Lord's mercy and kindness is not restricted by time.
咪永远唔会改变。
And they would never change.
我自己喺祷告嘅事情上边学习，仲系好唔够，好唔够。
I'm lacking in my personal prayer.
不过我有一啲咁多嘅体会，觉得我如果我哋喺祷告里边，第一，如果我哋要祷告，首先要求神洁净除去我哋。
But I see this one point in our prayer that before we pray, we need to ask the Lord to cleanse us of our sins.
Because in 66:18, 我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
In Psalm 66:18, it speaks that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
所以如果我哋做咗一啲得罪神嘅事，或者做犯咗啲罪，我哋上到神面前，你唔先祈祷认罪，你唔求神赦免，你唔敢到神嘅面前祷告，而且你咁嘅祷告，神亦唔听。
So when we have sinned or when we have offended God, if we do not first ask for forgiveness and cleanse these sins, even if we pray, our Lord will not hear us.
第二点就话头先我提过嘅，先求神嘅国同埋佢嘅义，这些东西都要加俾你哋。
And the second point that I also mentioned earlier is that you should seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be given unto you.
所以我哋唔使为我哋衣食住行嚟到祷告嘅。
So we should not need to pray for our our food, our clothing, our things and that nature.
我只是为我们整个国教会和弟兄姊妹来祷告，这个是神所喜悦的。
We should pray for the kingdom of God, the church, and for brothers and sisters. This is what our Lord will be pleased.
第三点是要有信心的祷告。
The third point is that we need to pray with faith, faithfully.
如果你没有信心祷告，你就以神为说谎的。
If you do not have faith when you pray, then you're saying that the Lord is lying.
而且祷告要恒切，没灰心。
And we need to pray unceasingly and not giving up.
直到祷告有了果效，我们先停止。
Until we see the result of a prayer, then we can stop.
第四点呢，就是说凡事都可以求。
And the fourth point is that we can ask,
但是不能够妄求。
But we should not ask in vain.
刚才你弟兄讲了，那就是说我们凡事都求，大就大到我们为天气祈求。
In all things that we can ask, even to the point of weather.
好像这几天我们祷告，我想弟兄姊妹都是彼此为这个天气预备一个好的天气来聚会，神听。
For example, we could ask for the weather.
这两天好天气，感谢主。
We could ask for the weather for this conference that the Lord would give us good weather for this conference and praise the Lord that we did have good weather.
少呢就少到去找一支缝衣针这么小的事。
And even small matters such as finding a small needle.
我曾经不止一次多次的在个床那里连被那眼针不见了。
Not more than once, I tried to sew something together in bed, and I lost track of the needle.
我找啊找下。
I would look for it.
找不到。
I couldn't find it.
祈祷。
I pray.
祈祷你就哦，原来就在这个角那里。
And after I pray, I discover it's just right next to a corner.
所以神是在凡事上都是会按着祂的旨意来到答应我们的。
So our Lord will answer our prayer according to His will.
是按照祂旨意的成全，不是按我们那些意思。
According to His will and not according to our desires.
所以如果我们求未得到的时候呢，我们不要发怨言。
And when we ask and we still have not received an answer, we should not complain.
好像我丈夫，他神医好他的腰不痛了，但是他的哮喘神没医好他。
Just like my husband, the Lord has healed his lower back pains, but his asthma is still there.
这十几年我没听过我丈夫埋怨怎么神医好我这个病。
In the past 10 years, I never heard my husband complain against God and ask why my asthma was not healed.
还有呢，我们神听到我祷告了，或者不听都好，总之凡事谢恩。
In regardless if our Lord listened to our prayer or not, we need to give thanks back to Him.
最好就话你有信心，你嗰件事情都未得到结果，你先去感恩赞美神先。
If you have enough faith, even though the what you asked for has not been shown to you yet, you could still give praises back to the Lord.
如果系信心少啲嘅话，就要答应我哋先至嚟到感谢佢啦。
But if we do not have enough faith, we might wait to the point where we see our prayer be answered, and then we'll give thanks.
但是不要好似那十个长大麻风的得主耶稣的医治，九个都不去感恩。
But don't be like those ten that was healed, lepers that was healed by our Lord, and then nine of them did not go back and give thanks back to the Lord.
所以我们得到神的恩典就要感謝。
So when we have received the grace of our God, we need to give thanks back to Him.
对不起大家，阻咗大家时间，就系交通咁多。
I apologize if I have used too much of the time. That's all my sharing today.
各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you.
我都想读少少经文先开始。彼得后书。
I'm going to start with a passage. It's in 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三第一章第三节开始。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse
3神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前景的事赐给我们。
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
加因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既在脱离世上和从情欲来的败坏，得与神的性情有份。
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行。
And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue.
有了德行，又要加上知识。
And to virtue, knowledge.
有了知识，又要加上节制。
And to knowledge, temperance.
有了节制，要加上忍耐。
And to temperance, patience.
有了忍耐，要加上虔敬。
And to patience, godliness.
有了虔敬，又要加上爱弟兄姊妹的心，爱弟兄的心。
And to godliness, brotherly kindness.
有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
And to brotherly kindness, charity.
你们充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒，不结果子。
For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
跳到十一节。
And we jump to verse 11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
感谢神，让我们有祷告的权利。
We praise our Lord for the power to be able to pray.
亦都从祷告里面的应允来到得以见到神自己的作为。
And then through the promise of prayer, we can see the works of our God.
我相信我们每一个基督徒，包括我自己在内，经历过神在我们的祷告里面的答应。
I truly believe that each Christian, including myself, have tasted gotten the answer from our prayer.
但我今天不希望在这方面来到有太多的交通。
But I would not share on this topic in too much in this manner.
但我在祷告的里面的学习，有一方面是讲到跟彼得后书我正话读的经文有一些关系。
One aspect of my prayer life relates somewhat to the passage that I just read in 2 Peter.
神给我们这个祷告其实是让我们有机会跟神有交通。
God gave us this privilege of prayer so that we can have fellowship with him.
这个交通是为要改变我们。
Now this fellowship is to change us.
事情临到我们有困难，其实是催逼我们，给我们有机会到神面前同他有交通。
When difficult things come, that is to draw us close to God so that we can have fellowship with him.
按照个人的需要来看，好像我们去到神面前要来到找神来到帮助我们。
From each of our perspective, it seems that we need to come before God and ask him to help us.
其实是因为我们这个人不愿意来到依靠神，所以神要兴起环境来引导我们去到他的面前。
It's because our individual, as individuals, we do not want to rely on God, so God used circumstances to bring us close to him.
但个问题还是神就算答应了我们的祈祷，这个并不是神最终的旨意。
even if our Lord answers our prayer, that might not be the final desire of our God.
因為其實神希望我們在彼得後書十一節的話，他說叫我們能夠豐豐富富的得以進入主耶穌基督的國。
Because just as in 2 Peter, our Lord pointed out that he desired us to enter abundantly into the kingdom of our God.
而且特別強調這個國是一個永遠的國。
And he emphasized that this kingdom is eternal.
所以神的著眼點在我們的學習裡面都是讓我們看見永遠的事。
So what our Lord, what the Lord desires us to see is eternal things.
所以今生神給我們一些的幫助，一些的禱告的應允，是為要我們看見這位神，他是那個永遠的主。
So the help, the daily help that our Lord grants us is for us to see that this Lord is that eternal Lord.
但在我們的裏面，我們很多時候是在事情的下面。
But many times, we are just under the things, we're influenced by the things around us.
但我們感謝神，因為神他已經答應了，他說他將所有關於生命和前進的事都已經給了我們。
But our Lord has promised us that all the things all the things have been given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
他說因為是藉著我們認識這位用自己的榮耀和美德呼召我們的那位主。
Because when we come to realize this God who with his glory who has called us.
咁我要講下我最初信耶穌嘅時候。
I want to share a little bit of how I accepted the Lord.
喺嗰度，我記得我最初去麥餅聚會。
I remember that when I first went to the bread breaking service.
好多弟兄姊妹都鼓勵啲初信嘅我哋得救之後。受浸可以去擘餅。
Many brothers encourage the new believers that after they have been baptized to go to the bread breaking service.
我去到聚會參加幾次之後
，I went a few times.
我都冇開口。
I didn't open my mouth.
咁有啲人繼續話：點解你好似冇聲出㗎？
So a few others point out to me and ask me, how come you don't utter a word?
我唔出得声就唔出得声 I have nothing to say.
And my reply was that I don't have anything to say.
喺知道呢个实际上面，即系我而家在即系讲翻我里面嘅情形系点样。
So I'm trying to kind of describe how I'm feeling internally.
你知道擘餅聚會，當我哋開口嘅時候，喺嗰度一方面我哋講到話係仇敵叫我哋唔讚美神。
During the bread breaking service, when we open our mouth,
if we don't
open our mouth, we might think that it's the enemy who is preventing us from doing so.
但喺我裏邊，我冇咁嘅認識。
But in me, I don't have that knowledge.
但我裏面知道，我知唔開口，因為我驚人話我唔識祈禱。
Because I fear that others will say that I do not know how to pray.
喺裏面你發覺我哋呢個人好多時候都希望自己係俾人看為好嘅。
Because as an individual, each one of us desires that other will praise us.
我哋唔願意顯露我哋嘅弱點。
We do not like to reveal our weaknesses.
你知道祷告这件事情，特别在会众的面前，这个祷告是有一个的，神要给我们有一个学习。
And this prayer, this matter of prayer, in front of all the brethren, God want us to learn a lesson there.
最初我是不愿意人家知道我不懂祈祷。
At first, I do not want others to know that I do not know how to pray.
過了日子我可以勝過這個問題的時候。
And after a few, after a short period of time, I was able to overcome this problem.
啊，你知道我哋又進入一個另外一個問題。
And another problem came up.
啊，我哋想話俾人聽，我好識禱告。
Then I want to tell all the people that I know how to pray.
啊，所以我哋裏邊會啊，我哋會啊記住曬啲經文。
So we will have memorized a lot of the Bible passages.
啊，我哋如果記得嘅時候，我哋要提幾句啊聖經上面嘅話嚟祈禱。
And then when the opportunity comes, we'll you know, recite a few verses in the Bible.
啊，你知道呢個禱告。其实很多时候神会光照我们自己。
But actually in prayer, many times God will enlighten us with His words.
因为祷告其实是我们里面对神一个很真实的一个的流露你里面对神的一个感受。
Because our prayer is actually an outflow of our experience with God.
照着圣经讲，其实是圣灵的藉着。主的生命在里面你都向神有那个的回应。
It's the Holy Spirit working through us, responding to God.
但是因为我们这个人的性情在里面有很多的叫我们在神面前的祷告不会进入一个正常的光景。
And because of our human nature, it causes us to be in a position where we,
It's not normal.
That is not normal.
但是在我自己的学习里面就发觉有一天我们知道神是那位听我祷告的神。
But one day I realized that God is the God that listens to my prayer.
我们需要活进这个真实的里面。
And we need to live in this, into this actuality.
而且求主赦免我们我自己有时祷告是好像祷告有时是闹人都未灵嘅。
And I also need to ask for forgiveness that sometimes my prayer tend to be admonishing others.
或者教导下人啦。
Or maybe through the prayer actually reprimanding someone.
或者有时祷告实在里边有一个唔真实。
And if that was the case, then the prayer is not true to its intent.
这个其实神藉着我们这个祷告的操练是为要来到改变我们。
And through the training of this prayer, of praying, God wants to change us.
因为在这里在彼得后书特别强调这个神所给了我们这个生命和敬虔的事是在我们里面。
Because it strongly emphasized in 2 Peter that Our Lord has given the life and godliness to us.
而且他是因为叫我们去到认识这位荣耀而且有美德的我们这位的主。
So that we could come to know this God of glory and God that's full of kindness.
虽然间神可以藉着神的话可以藉着讲台或者藉着其他的事情
It's true that God's word can be manifested to us through the speaker on the pulpit or through other matters.
但是有一件事情我觉得是很重要的是神藉着祷告来到将神自己在我们的生命里面来到给我们有一个真正的认识和操练。
But one thing that's very important is through prayer, it causes us to have a true understanding of this prayer life.
我知道信心是神所赏赐。
I know that faith is given by God.
但是我们若没有好像正话弟兄姊妹沉默的话今天所交通他不是藉着祷告来到肯定神那位神是听我们祷告的话我这个信心是没办法长大。Okay, 我再说。信心在我们里面是神给我们。
So faith is given to us by God.
我们怎能够证明我们里面的信心能够可以来到应用出来。
How do we prove that this faith in us can be manifested?
当我们将这个信心藉着祷告带到神面前为了一件事情的时候。
So when we bring forth, when we pray with faith, and bring a matter before the Lord.
当神来到 应允的时候
and when and God answers it,
你就发觉你里面的信心能够将长大
and we discover that our faith can be built up.
或者咁讲，我哋今日祈祷是一个基本的学习，叫我哋信心能够有操练。
So maybe we could say in this way, prayer is a basic learning process where we could strengthen our faith.
我自己喺我哋生活里边，我知道我其实都系学习得好肤浅。
I know that in my daily living, I'm also learning this lesson.
但系神让我有唔同嘅或者话我摆我一个环境同。很多弟兄姊妹好不同。
And God puts me into a situation where it's different from other brethren.
因为我自己我哋有个聚会好细。
I fellowship in a small congregation.
我记得我最初嘅时候，我有两个儿女。
I have a daughter and a son.
所以聚会系冇其他细蚊仔。
In the meeting place there's no other children。
所以佢哋认真嚟讲，佢哋系好孤单嘅一路嘅大。
So these two kids of mine, they grow up quite lonely。
咁好多人话，话你两个细蚊仔咧，即系第时会好孤独嘅。
And other people would tell me that your kids, they might be quite lonely in the future。
或者话佢哋冇乜 social skill 啊
，to say that they might grow up without much social skills。
啊，因为我大嗰个同埋细嗰个差唔多六年。
Because their age gap is about 6 years。
啊，但我感谢神，因为神让佢哋一路嘅生长，虽然间冇同伴。
I praise the Lord because they continue to grow strong。
啊，喺嗰度我就觉得。神俾佢哋喺个咁嘅环境里边长大。
I feel that God allowed them to grow up in this kind of situation。
好似我冇办法去到变成一个细路帮我哋砌啊，我唔可以好似一个好童年嘅帮我哋玩。
Just as that, I cannot act as a child and play with them。
所以喺我同我太太嘅祈祷里边系话。
So in the prayers which my wife and I we pray.
我哋话呢个系你俾我哋嘅。
We pray that Lord, this is what you have given us.
系照着神佢自己嘅手点样带佢哋做，等佢哋长大。
And we'll rely them on the hands of our God to guide them.
你知我而家头发好白啊
？Well, you will see that my hair is white.
即系我哋细路已经好大。
That means my kids, they have grown up.
咁喺呢几十几二十年嘅里边
，And in these 10-20 years,
我觉得神实在系信实嘅。
I believe that God is faithful.
佢一路俾我睇见一件嘅事情。
He allowed me to see this one thing.
神是让我们里面这个人要 放手。
He wants this inner self of our inner self to let go.
祈祷是一个学习是可以说是放下你的主权。
Prayer is a lesson to give up your rights.
因为我们知道很多东西我们特别很重视的。
Because many things we have a lot of grasp hold of.
尤其是我哋特别讲到我哋嘅儿女
，especially on the matter of our children.
好多时候我哋唔愿意放手。
Many times we do not want to let go.
但系神叫我哋去到愿意嚟到放下嘅时候
，But when God calls us to willingly let go,
神其实俾我哋教养我哋嘅儿女。更加有智慧。
God has more wisdom of how to teach these children.
所以喺好多方面，我只能够话，神唔系单要得着我儿女，系要得着我。
So in these matters, God not only wants to gain my children, but also wants to gain me.
所以我们知道在这个彼得后书要告诉我们透过祷告神要改变我们。
So in 2 Peter, it tells us that through prayer, God wants to change us.
从信心开始,
beginning with faith.
他说从信心有德行。
And from faith, we... one second. And from faith, we will have diligence.
Propriety.
Propriety?
Okay.
然后有知识, and knowledge.
然后有节制,
and from knowledge, patience.
因为忍耐有节制, self-control.
Knowledge, temperance. And temperance, yeah. Patience.
然后加上虔敬,
and godliness.
然后先有爱,
and then comes brotherly kindness.
然后他说有爱众人的心,
and kindness to charity.
我觉得从信心开始来学习是我们祷告的第一步。
I believe that from faith, we start from faith, and that's our first step.
但是到最后神还是将重点并不是放在个人的身上。
But at the end, God do not place the emphasis on the individual.
因为我聚会不是很多人。
Because the place I worship does not have a lot of people.
所以我和我太太祈祷的时候,
so when we pray, myself and my wife,
我能够提名每一个人，我都可以提名。
I can mention each one by their name.
但在里面是神要教导我们，要将我们的心要来到宽广。
But God teaches there to open up our hearts.
因为神今天给我们，就算我们生活里面给我们有供应。
Because when God provides for us in our daily lives,
或者祂为你解决一些苦难。
And when God solves some of your difficulties,
这个不是只为了你。
This is not merely for you alone.
保罗说我受的苦难是原为了你们的。
And Paul mentioned that the suffering that he gone through is for the others.
所以透过祷告我们有这个学习，这个学习还是不是为了满足我们。
And through prayer we have this lesson, this learning, and that is not to satisfy ourselves.
还是为了众弟兄姊妹。
And that is for the other brethren.
为了不信的人。
And for the unbelievers.
这个或者我时间已经到了。
My time is up.
求神怜悯, 因为我交通不是很完全。
May the Lord have mercy.
多谢。
有几分钟,
there's a few minutes left.
让我们学习一下祷告好吗?
Let us learn to pray.
好像昨天这样,
just like yesterday.
我要求呢, 开声祷告, 你只说五句就可以了。
I ask that we open our mouth and pray 5 sentences, that's all we need.
因为我们这个叫 workshop, 我们要做一些操练的工,
because this is a workshop. In a workshop, we need to go through the actual practice of doing things.
好吧, 有哪位愿意?
Is there anyone willing to do it?
没有点名吧?
Anyone? If not, I might have to call on some names.
好吧? 这样我都觉得不要太困难为弟兄姊妹。
I don't want to cause any difficulty.
但是我想有弟兄或者请两位弟兄或者姊妹领我们一起祈祷。
I ask maybe two brothers or a brother and a sister to lead us in prayer.
让我们真的 细心的,在主面前一面,听教导,一面我们自己又能够 有機會同佢操練。
So that we can listen to his words, but also to practice what he teaches.
好嗎？請兩位弟兄姊妹領我哋一齊祈禱。你簡短嘅禱告就得㗎。
So we ask for a brother or sister, or you know, just two individuals to lead us in prayer.